she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
JP, the Snuggle Monster.
Hey, hey.
We call him Snuggles around these parts. And I'm Sybil. Welcome. We're here every Saturday taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, Autoflex is open for your business today. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888. 234-1234 out of the area. Did I just say that? 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars and also learn about leasing. You know, a lot of people have never leased a car, even though thousands and thousands have leased from Autoflex. A lot of people have never leased a car. So you can go to autoflex.com and learn about leasing, whether it makes sense for you or whether it doesn't. Doesn't work for everybody, but for the folks it does, it saves you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. So I've got to tell a quick story. Earlier this week, I was driving into work here at the radio station, and I've told you guys before, whenever somebody cuts me off or does something bad, instead of flipping the bird, I wag my finger at them because I feel like it's just a little bit more, it's like your mom's watching, you know? And so I had somebody, I was in the car on 75 sitting in traffic, and I know it's bad, but I'm at a dead stop. So I naturally pick up my phone and start scrolling through the emails. And I can feel some eyes on me, so I look over, and this sweet old man in an Escalade wags his finger at me. So I was like, all right, sir. And I put my phone down and just did my makeup instead. So that happened. All right, a little bit later in the show.
A little bit later in the show. Yeah, when we're talking about fatalities.
Oh, okay then. Well, right now, let's talk about dealer service versus garage service. Because a lot of times people think, well, I have this car and I've got to take it to the actual brand. But sometimes that's not always the case.
Do you know this story, Sybil, came up because one of our longtime clients emailed me yesterday telling me, you know, I still have that 2000 Jag that I bought in 2002 for $39,000. Well, now it's, you know, showing its wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to have some interior upholstery leather work done. And I need a little work done under the hood and then some touch-ups here and there. And I took it to the Jaguar dealership. And
Jaguar.
Sounds expensive.
People really say that.
They do.
Yes,
well,
on TV.
Only if you're and English, it's okay if you're from England, but...
Jaguar. I have ancestors from England, so I can talk like that. About
Jaguar.
We say Jaguar in Texas.
That's right.
I say Jag. Is that your Jag? Anyway, he took it into the dealership, and he said, they want an arm and a leg to do all the stuff that I want done on this 15-year-old car. And it's only worth X number of dollars. I said, well, unfortunately, everything having to do with a Jaguar will cost an arm and a leg. You know, if a car is expensive to begin with, it never stops really being expensive.
Right.
You know, if you have to repair it or replace parts and so forth, because that's a highline car. So just keep those things in mind.
Mm-hmm. I always hear that about BMWs and Range Rovers and
Land
Rovers.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, this is actually a pretty good rule of thumb. If you can afford a new one, you can afford a used one. But if you can't afford a new one, you probably can't afford a used one because the repairs on imported cars are higher. The labor is higher, and the parts have to be imported, so they're higher.
Makes
and
sense.
And the reason it is because they can. So,
but how would you save money having that Highline car repaired? And it might be that independent shop versus the service department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big difference there is that the service department, you know, there's a lot of guarantee that goes along with that because the car dealer has, you know, warranties that go along. They also keep their technicians certified. There's ongoing education, continuing education for a technician, just like there would be for a physician. You know, there's updated things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
They also have to stay on top of all the recalls and technical bulletins. And a dealership has to stock parts, a certain number of parts that are going to be standard replacement. You know, you can't always have a car that's going to be disabled for a week or two. So they have a lot of overhead. So you're going to pay a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right?
And sometimes you're going to pay a lot more. And here's why. The facilities are much, much more grand. A lot of them have waiting rooms with televisions. Many of them give you loan cars. All of those costs are rolled back into that service bill that you pay. So if you're wondering why the labor is almost twice at the dealership what it is at your friendly corner garage. It's because of all those extra services that they provide to their customers. Now, the other side, they pretty well have to because they have to protect their CSI, Customer Satisfaction Index. The manufacturers can really lean on a dealer that has a low CSI, and they measure CSI in service like they do in sales.
It's mm-hmm. important all the way around. Where the independent shop, if they make a customer unhappy, well, there's just 15 more right behind them to take care of. You just have to find that favorite shop. So you can save money also on parts because they may not mark it up as much.
Right.
They can still order the part wholesale from the dealer, and then they're going to mark it up a little bit, but probably not as much because their overhead's a lot lower. Another thing is those technicians at the independent shops can still be certified through ASE, which is another certification company available to them. It's not a manufacturer certification, but they can continue their education as well. And then the service departments might have special tools that are only that will only work on that product. Like if you're going to the Audi store, they have Audi tools, you know, that keeps everybody in business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little profit for them to supply parts too.
And the manufacturers do have special
allergies.
We are choking and sneezing.
Bless you. Bless you, blessing game.
So, thank you. The manufacturers, certain cars do have specific tools needed to fix mm-hmm. certain things. And the parts thing is sort of a big thing because some parts, especially for import cars, again, that you have to wait if mm-hmm. you want them. You can't always get them. Now, if a dealer has them and you've gone to an independent, the independent can go to the dealer and he can buy that part wholesale, which he will then put a markup on it and put in your car. But it's still maybe less expensive to go to the corner garage than it is the dealer.
Right.
And you can probably talk to the technician that's working on your car at the corner garage, and you're probably not going to have any access to the technician at the dealership.
Right.
Partially, you're not allowed to go back in the service department. If something falls on your head, mm-hmm. they lose, you know, it's then your
lawsuit.
Name on the dealership instead of their name on the dealership.
Well, and the other thing is, when you go to a dealer, you're never going to be able to talk to your technician.
Right.
That's not going to happen because they have service riders, and those guys are on commission to help you, but they sort of keep you from being able to talk to the technician. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Well, it depends on how busy they are. Like whenever I was working in service, you didn't keep those technicians are on. They get paid an hourly rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if the job pays 3 hours, because that's the standard time that they have measured that it takes to do this particular repair, if that technician can do it in two, he still gets paid his 3 hours because that's skill. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a surgeon, my friend just had a knee replaced the other day and it only took an hour.
Wow.
Well, he's got it down. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, it only takes an hour to, you know, cut my knee in half and do all this stuff. Well, if once you've got it down, if that's all you do,
yep,
you can do it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So those technicians don't want to be bothered talking to a client either.
Right.
They just want to do their work and get paid.
So when you're trying to decide on whether you're going to a dealership, back to the dealership, the factory service center, or you're going to a corner technician, corner garage, one of the things that is important is a garage that works, if it's an independent, works on your particular kind of car. Because we know garages that work on domestic cars. We know garages that work on German cars. Some garages only work on BMWs.
Mm-hmm.
Some only on Audis. And they have more in knowledge and depth of your vehicle simply because of their purpose. I mean, that's all they do. So you can get comparable service to the service you would get a dealership when you go to one of those corner garages.
And a lot of times these independent shops that open up are ex-mechanics or service managers
yep.
that worked at a dealership at some point and then want to go out on their own. So they may be skilled like that as well. I have a guy that I use, and he works only on Asian cars and American cars, but
mm-hmm.
he has referred, we've talked about this on the radio before. I had a client or I had somebody text in about their BMW problem. I asked Jim about it, and he suggested this shop nearby. Said it's not impressive, but the guy knows his stuff. And sure enough, the customer or the texter, he never did get a car from me, emailed me back at work to let me know they were great. He had taken it into dealerships. He'd taken it to different shops. And this was the one that they figured out a way to fix his car without it costing an arm and a leg to replace like an entire engine.
Right.
So he was thrilled.
Now, one of the things you may be concerned with are recalls and technical service bulletins, TSBs. A recall is when there is something that is malfunctioning in the car that may be a safety concern, or it could be a concern for the operation of the car, something that might cause some damage if it continues uncorrected. A technical service bulletin means that they have found something they want to check. And if you go to a manufacturer's dealership's service department, they're going to have all the recalls and all the technical service bulletins. But that information is still available even to the corner garage because they can subscribe to a service which gives them that information. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about your car being on a recall list, and we should do this every week, you can go to safecar.gov, put in your VIN number, and it will tell you any recall that might be out on your car at this time.
Love that. It's amazing how loyal people are, though, to the dealership service department, even for little things like an oil change. My husband went out of his way. He has to call and make an appointment. They can't get him in for 3 days. Then he's got to drive 30 miles to drop his car off. And then it's twice the price. And I'm like, you know, you can go to the one that's like a half a mile from our house, right? There's three in a row on the same street. And he was like, yeah, but I feel like this one, they really know what they're doing. I'm like, they all know what they're doing. Well, that's why they're in business.
But you do get a different experience at different places, Sib. That's probably why so many people come to Autoflex. You can get a car anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? There's a million dealerships. Why do our customers keep coming back to us over and over again? They think that we know what we're doing. We got them fooled, don't we? No. Which we do. We have a lot of people that can think outside the box and really help them. So give the man a little credit. Well, he feels comfortable with them. He knows them. They know him. And maybe he has developed a little bit more of a relationship with that particular service department.
And one of the things to look for when you're deciding is what the guarantee is. And it's different to get an oil change. Certainly oil changes. By the way, there's a lot of franchise dealers that pretty well give away oil changes mm-hmm. in order to get your car in there so they can see if it needs anything else.
Right.
So are the belts worn? Is your air conditioning compressor making a little noise? Things like that. But the reality is there's different guarantees from different places, and that's also a consideration. Whoever does the repairs, how long is the guarantee on parts, and does it include labor if they replace the part? Because some guarantees are for parts only, but you're still responsible for the labor.
I'm all about convenience. I'm like, if I can take it in when I'm on my time at the closest place to me, that's where I'm going.
Well, and then that's why you like Autoflex too,
yeah.
Because of the convenience, because we make it really easy for you to get your cars.
I can do it all on the phone or all online, and then you bring the car to me.
You guys like how I keep tying Autoflex into whatever yeah. we're talking about?
You're pretty good. You should like work there or something.
I know, right?
All right, we got to take a quick break. Yeah, right. We'll be back with more Saturday folks. Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, whose arms are definitely working today, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. As always, you can and should call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars. And I've got to mention, we're having a pre-owned car sale. It started yesterday, where it's a two-day sale. It ends close of business today. It's not a bad day to get out and look at a pre-owned car. It's a little cloudy out there. The sun's not beating down on them. It's a little cool. Go to one of our locations, either on I-20 in Arlington, 2000 West I-20, next to the Parks Mall, or to the Autoflex on Central Expressway between Spring Valley and Beltline, and you can drive any of those great pre-owned cars, plus some that aren't online yet because it takes a day or two to get them online.
Mm-hmm. Mike in Louisville sent us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, and he said, my mom's looking for a car. She's got 678 credit, and the only thing on her credit is medical stuff. Can y'all help her?
Yeah, probably. It's according to how much medical stuff when it was, but if he wants a lease, more than likely, mm-hmm. certainly on a retail.
Perfect. So give him a call, Mike, 972-234-1234. Now, earlier I told the story of how I was doing something while I was driving that I probably shouldn't be doing. I was on my phone, but I was in traffic at a dead standstill. And David said, well, that's good that you bring that up because we're going to talk about highway deaths today.
Yeah, because they're up. In fact, the National Safety Council says that deaths are up the first 6 months of this year by 14% over last year. That's a really big number.
Across the country, not just the state of Texas, right?
Across, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but across the country. So far, through June, 18,630 deaths, which is up 14% from 2014 when it was only 16,400 deaths. Here's the other thing. It's been going down every year. 12 was less, 13 was less than 12, 14 was less than 13, and now all of a sudden in 15, it's gone way up across the country. So,
why?
Well, and they're looking for reasons because there's nothing really out there. If you figure the price of gas is down, people drive more when gas is cheaper. The fatalities go up when people drive more.
Mm-hmm.
But even that being considered, they're still up.
Bless you.
There's one answer.
Yeah. That
distracted
actually,
driving.
Yeah. But I feel like distracted driving has been around for a few years. I mean, cell phones have been pretty prevalent for at least 8 years.
I know, but there's more that people can do even in their car, and there's more that they can do with their phones. And also, remember when you had to text and you could feel the buttons,
mm-hmm.
and you pushed it three times for a C, two times for an E.
Good old T9.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was also distracted driving, because I was trying to do that one time when I almost rear-ended somebody, but... And that's when I stopped messing with that. I didn't have a phone for about a year after that because I threw that one in the floorboard and broke it.
Okay, so...
I was so mad at myself.
Some people got so good at that triple thing. They could do it. They never looked down. It was like automatic pilot.
But
I never got that good
your
at
mind
that.
Isn't on driving. And honestly, you need to pay attention. This is how I drive. It's like we're on the NASCAR track. Not going that fast. But honestly, you need to think about that. Pay attention all the time because somebody else is not paying attention.
Well, right? and the other thing is we know because we've read the studies that if your mind is not actually on driving, your attention span is not as great. Your vision is not as great because your vision tends to focus down when your mind is focused on something else. So it increases the chance that you may miss something like the brake lights in front of you. They didn't really give a reason for the increase, but it's a pretty alarming increase. If you looked at the number of fatalities per year, they've actually been going down since 2007. And part of that was the great increase in price that occurred in 2008 of gasoline. The more gasoline costs, the less people drive, the less they drive, the less people get killed. But this year, the price of gas is down, but the percentage of people dying is way up. And it could be distracted driving. That's one of the things it could be.
Yesterday, somebody told me about how they learned their lesson about texting and driving. They smacked into the back end of somebody, causing about $7,000 worth of damage to that other car. That's not even including their own. And that person went after them, suing them for medical.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, here's the good news for us, anyway. In Texas, fatalities are actually down. They're down 1%, and they've been down 1% from 13 to 14, and 1% from 14 to 15, same number of months. This is going through June.
That's so, because more people drive big vehicles here.
As a state, it could be. As a state, our fatalities have gone down. The other thing, and I don't know if this is representative of anything, but Alaska is up 12%, no, 13%. Colorado is up 18%.
It's because people are smoking weed behind the wheel.
I don't know, but some of these states, Oregon, 50%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, way up. Washington, 23%.
That's amazing.
Well, so maybe that correlation is there. Maybe they're a little stoned when they're driving.
Maybe. Here's a really good AutoFlex Leasing fan texter. It's because nationwide we've had all this extra rain this whole year, so people are wrecking, getting in more accidents.
That actually could be also. I mean, it's all of those things are a possibility. AutoFlex Leasing fan text, my payments are $350 a month. And it's really killing me. Is there any way to get my monthly payments lower? You can refinance your car.
I mean, that's an option, but...
It's according to how much you owe on the car as to whether a bank will carry it. And your credit certainly has to do with that. But that's an opportunity. The other thing is you could do a flex buy on the car, which would refinance it sort of like a lease or a used car lease on the car. and those would also lower your monthly payment, again, according to qualification.
For the Texas fatalities, by the way, I passed an LED board on my drive-in, and it said it's at 1982 for the year. Mm. So almost 2,000 people have passed away driving on Texas highways this year.
Been killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the cause of somebody's death.
Right.
So I'm going to be really, really careful. That's my commitment.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Now we have auto texting, which really helps, or voice text. It does. That may be the coolest thing in the world that I've ever had.
It's pretty groovy.
If you need to write something, you can just dictate it in as a text, cut and paste it onto a Word document, and print it.
Yeah.
And it's like you typed it. And for me, that saves a lot of
David's
time.
David's just discovered that.
Yeah, I have.
It's very exciting.
And I type very, very slowly.
It is helpful because usually on my drive-in, I'm drinking coffee and my mind starts racing and I'm like, I got to do this, I got to do that. So I can make myself a to-do note with voice dictation, which is great. But Siri always misspells stuff. So it's not like email quality. I wouldn't be able to send it directly from there. I have to go back and rewrite it.
This isn't Siri. This is your text on your text.
Bluetooth?
Yeah.
From my car?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it works like a champ.
You know, instead when you're about to type in, it's got that little microphone. If you hit that, you can just talk to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
anyway,
I need to try that out then. The other thing on distracted driving, we've talked about this before, but, you know, if I'm in the car and I have my phone because I'm looking at my GPS or something, and one of those 18-wheelers rolls by and he blows his horn at me, that is more distracting than me looking down, sir, I'll have you know. Because usually, if I'm looking at, like, my map or something, I'm also keeping my eyes on the road. But then if you fly by, it's jolting when they're like, honk, real loud, and that's way more.
Do you think
you might have floated
because
toward
you were
a
weaving?
Line.
No, I think he sees me on my phone because he's way up high, and then he wants me to get my eyes back on the road.
And you're 1,000% sure you didn't float over toward a line at all?
2,000%.
Okay.
Every time I pass somebody who's been going from line to line or going too slow, it's the phone.
Yeah.
And I give them a good honk, too.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Why wasn't there an outcry against CB radio usage, distraction in past years? It seems that they are as much of a distraction as the phone. He's probably right, but no one was focused on that kind of thing.
We didn't have social media to talk about it.
No, we didn't. And they were somewhat limited. I mean, the truckers used them a lot, but most people did not have them in their cars. Some did, but most didn't.
My friend Kathy's dad did. He had a CB radio, but they traveled a lot going fishing.
That's fun. All right, we got to take a quick break. Over and out. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Goodbye. Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or shoot us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, give Autoflex a shout. They're open today, and the numbers are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can do things like get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in from the website. It's a real Black Book appraisal. It will come to you if you will fill in the blanks, mileage, equipment, condition, those kind of things. And you can use that to sort of gauge where you're at in your car when you compare that to your payoff.
Just don't try to do that from your phone while you're driving.
No, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I travel the interstate every day and pass people all the time that are driving with their knees so they can use both hands to text. Drives me crazy. I agree, sir.
They're not texting.
Or ma'am.
They're playing Candy Crush.
Oh, they could be.
Or Family Guy, Quest for Stuff. That's mine. Yeah, that guy.
While you're driving?
Well, I mean, if you have to check your people in by a certain time and get your points and stuff. Gee.
All okay, right. Here we go. Tesla has been rated as Consumer Reports the Tesla SP85D, which is their new all-wheel drive model, a little $127,000 car, has hit the highest rating of any car ever rated by Consumer Reports. Now, I have to say that in reading the Consumer Reports ratings for the last 19 years, they like certain cars more than they do other cars. At one point in time, everything Honda was the best. At one point in time, everything Toyota was the best. Right now, evidently, Tesla is the best. It actually rated 103 on a scale of 1 to 100, which means they had to rework their scale in order to accommodate the score. Now, it's not perfect. When they first tested the car, the driver's door handle, which is electric, broke, and the driver was in the car and couldn't get out. That's a bit of a problem.
Uh-huh.
But they did get that fixed, and it worked beautifully beside that. Now, for anyone who's not driven one of these cars, they're great driving cars, and they're terribly, terribly fast. This one, they say, they rated, or they drove it 0 to 60 at 3.5. Tesla actually says it'll do it in less time than that, but 0 to 60 in 3.5 is darn fast.
Wow.
So if you're wondering about the rest of the ratings, the Tesla S, which is their next model, the two-wheel drive, 99, BMW 235, M235, 98, Mercedes-Benz S550, all-wheel drive, 96, Porsche 911 Carrera, 95, Mercedes-Benz E250 BlueTEC, 93, Chevrolet Corvette Stingray 3LT, 92, Audi A8L, 91, Chevrolet Impala 2-door LTZ, 91, and Audi A6, a 90. That's the 3.0 model. So that's the top 10 in there. Now, one of the things that we should point out is these cars don't all have great resale value. These are cars that Consumer Reports said they liked when they tested the new car. And by the way, on the Lexus, the one real complaint they had was the interior was not that nice in the car, was not near as nice as, say, the Mercedes-Benz S550. So there's some differences in how they view cars. But the other thing is we looked at cars that depreciate terribly fast, if you'll remember last week, and several of these cars were on that list of cars that may be a great buy the second year, but you don't want to get the car new because it's going to drop a huge amount of value, and you don't want to lease the car because it's going to have a very poor residual and the lease payment would be high. The two I remember for sure were the Chevrolet Impala and the Mercedes S550, both of which really, really depreciate the first year.
And it's interesting, out of those top 10, there's only two American, and they're both Chevy.
Yeah, yeah. And so that says a lot for the Chevrolet quality. I rode in an Impala last Tuesday when I was in Nashville for meetings. It's a great car. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big car. It's a nice car. It drives good. It's quiet. It feels good. It doesn't have great resale value for whatever reason. So that's a consideration. Along the same lines, Elon Musk, the president of Tesla, has decided to try what he did with PayPal to make PayPal really go. You know, Musk was one of the co-founders of PayPal, and when they got it off the ground, they set up an offer to any user that they would give them $10 to refer another user to them. And the new user got a credit of $10. So they gave away $10 to the referrer and $10 to the referee. Well, he wants to do the same thing with the new S model Tesla. And he's willing to give $1,000 to the referrer and $1,000 off the next car they buy. That's the referrer. And the referee gets $1,000 discount on their new car.
Yeah. Either a credit for parts and stuff, or it's a discount on the next car they buy.
Discount on the car. Because he's trying to sell cars. So if you refer somebody, you get $1,000 and they get $1,000 off. Now, your $1,000 comes off the next Tesla that you get. They don't actually send you $1,000. You get $1,000
discount. Or you can spend it on their goodies.
Oh.
So
you can get a credit on their clothing and accessories and things like that in the little store that they have at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy shirts.
Okay,
so you get like a gift card, basically.
Sounds pretty fun, huh?
Yeah, I love that idea.
Except it's against most states' dealer rules that say you cannot bird dog or send money to people to send you customers. It was originally enacted to keep dealers from having guys that didn't work for them directly all over the streets trying to drive business to their dealership, because who knows who those people are? They're not vetted. They don't work for the dealer, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So it's in violation of most states' dealer regulations. The California New Car Dealers Association has now filed charges in California because it does violate the dealer rules. So we've got another case where Tesla does not follow the rules, so they think they can because they're Tesla.
Because they're different.
And they don't think they should have to follow the rules.
What do you guys think?
What if if it's just a credit, though, and not actual cash? That still counts? That's still illegal?
It doesn't really matter. You can have giveaways, mm-hmm. related to your business, register for a drawing for a free whatever, but you cannot send people money. And well, and that's essentially what they're doing. That is what they're doing.
I don't think they are. I think they're just giving a discount.
Nope. They're sending people money.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
10 automotive manufacturers have been sued over keyless ignitions. And the reason they were sued was because the suers, love that term, were they say that people with keyless ignitions can actually leave their car running and not realize it, emitting carbon monoxide, which then can fill the garage, seep into the house, and actually kill someone in their sleep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, first of all, it requires that you don't know that your car is off.
Right.
When you leave your car. This suit, interestingly enough, was filed in the same court that the Toyota suit claiming unintentional acceleration was filed, where Toyota settled rather than go to trial for $1.6 billion, filed in that same court. It's interesting because there are a lot of people that look for ways to sue big companies for things. And this is sort of a stretch, I think, because if you push the button, your car goes off. If you don't push the button, your car doesn't go off.
Right.
So they're going to, you should have protected me from myself.
Yeah. Pretty well.
I have a friend who has keyless entry, and when he first got it, he didn't realize that the car was still on, and he did exactly that. He left and went inside, and he came back out, and the car was still running hours later. But it was an open garage. It was in a public garage, so it wasn't his personal house garage. But I just don't see how that happens, because doesn't your car beep at you, or isn't there some alert whenever you get out with the keys on you? It doesn't. It can't just stay running. But
mine actually beeps.
Yeah, mine does too.
Mine beeps, and yours does too. So
I had a
client
that did it. You know, they went to the Arboretum, and there was a couple of couples in the car, and just everybody's talking. Got out, went in for the concert, came back. He's like, the car was not so cool.
So maybe that's what all the manufacturers need to do then, is have that alert. If you do exit the vehicle and it's still running, and you've got the keys on you, they know you're getting out, and then it can beep at you.
So I'd like to know, would General Electric or LG or somebody who manufactures an oven that gets left on, and then if it catches the house on fire, do we sue? I don't know. When are we responsible for ourselves? They want an automatic cutoff switch on the car.
That manufacturers can install for very little, which means you'll pay more for every car.
Right.
Yeah. So Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I love my car from Autoflex, and I love the way I was treated.
Yay!
Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Question. I bought a 2014 Nissan Altima 3.5, top of the line, with every option, and now it has 30,000 miles on it. And I took it to the dealership this week. They tell me they are having to replace the transmission. Does this mean it's going to have future problems? More than likely not, because they probably know why that transmission needs to be replaced. And when they replace it, they will take care of that. It would be very seldom do you find a situation where the same problem keeps occurring again and again. And if it does, then you have a lemon law claim and you can compel them to buy the car back.
Right.
But no, give it a shot. A brand new transmission, you're good to go.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or Autoflex Leasing Fan Text us at 43733. And if you're looking for a new ride, give Autoflex a call. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. And one of the reasons you might call us is the FlexLease computer system, because it compares retail or lease programs from all over the country to give us the very best program for you and your circumstances. So mileage that you drive, credit score, that kind of thing. The FlexLease computer system puts it all in and spits out winners. And that's why you're a winner when you get your car from Autoflex.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Who was the first Indian tribe to file the first lawsuit? It was the Sioux.
Oh. I get it. God. Waka waka.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I have an aftermarket remote start on my car. It shuts itself off after 15 minutes of running. If I do not enter the car, it's made by AutoPage. Always good to know. Hey, guys, I am 15. Is leasing my best option?
It might be in the future.
It might be, but legally you can't do anything right now.
So you're 18.
Exactly. When are the 2016 Chevrolet Silverados out? Maybe one of our Chevrolet dealers can call or text in and let us know that. I am not absolutely sure. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, is Tesla an American car? It is, in fact, made in Palo Alto, California. The owner, Elon Musk, is from South Africa.
Aha! Uh-huh.
All right. One of the big stories that's been around, and they came out with this last week, there is now the realization that with the connectivity of all of our cars, that you can hack a car. And so that's been a big thing. But this last week, reports came out about identity theft and hacking your car because a lot of people, a lot of manufacturers are setting up programs by which you can buy things through your car without ever doing anything else. You can use a credit card. You can use Apple Pay. You can use however you want to, and it works through your car. Well, your phone may be protected against things like that, but most of the cars aren't right now. So that means that you could be getting your mocha latte from Starbucks, and at the same time, somebody could be hacking your credit card and getting all your information, or maybe finding out where you live.
Yikes.
And you're not at home.
I don't like the sound of this.
Yeah, it's a little different spin on the hacking problem. There have been a lot of white hat hackers that have helped these manufacturers. White hat hackers are the good guys mm-hmm. that have helped the manufacturers prevent their vehicles from being hacked. But it is a good possibility that this is going to happen to some people until they close up all the loops, because there is a lot of folks out there that use their OnStar or their Bluetooth connection for their phone for everything,
right,
including buying things.
So watch out. Is there anything people can do? Like, and just hold off until...
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't know that I would link my phone and use it to purchase things while I was sitting in the car.
Got it.
Because that runs through the car's wireless in a lot of cases because it's Bluetooth, and that would allow the possibility of it being hacked.
Okie dokie. So I love when we do these stories. It's a little walk down memory lane, and today we've got a list of celebrities who passed away because of car accidents.
Yeah, well, you could say passed away, but you could say were killed also, and they were. Mark Bolan, who was the guitarist and vocalist for T-Rex.
I don't know that band.
His car hit a tree. Little problem there.
Mm.
Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle, all those cool songs.
Harry Chapin Carpenter?
No, Harry Chapin.
Okay.
Mary.
On the Long Island Expressway, had a heart attack while driving. Swerved into a car on the left and then a car on the right, and then his car came to a stop, dead on arrival.
Whoa.
James Dean, the famous actor, only 24 years old, on his way to race his Porsche 550 Spyder that he had just gotten, and he had an engineer from Porsche in the car with him, and the engineer had suggested rather than trailer the car, he should drive the car to put more miles on it before they entered the race. He was rounding a curve when another car rounding a curve hit him almost head on and took out the actor and the Porsche.
Yikes. Mechanic. What about, okay.
Princess Di.
We all know that story.
Yeah.
Her driver ran into a support in a tunnel in Paris, and I actually have seen that,
mm-hmm.
And it's a two-lane underground tunnel, one lane on either side, and he evidently lost control of the car, I think he'd been drinking, and hit the pillar on the front, spun the car around, and the back end then hit the side of the wall and killed her. And didn't
Dodi
kill
Fayed.
The driver. It killed Dodi Fayed, but it didn't kill the driver. Mm-hmm. He survived.
And remember, they said it was because the paparazzi was chasing him.
Yeah, but they really think that the guy just lost control of the car.
Oh.
Yeah. Sam Kinison, I don't know if anybody remembers him. He was a great comedian, really funny guy. He was hit head-on by a 17-year-old drunk driver. Died of massive internal injuries because the steering wheel got him. He was driving a Firebird at the time.
I didn't know that. I thought he was a heart attack kind of guy.
No, he had a head on. A guy hit him head on.
Wow.
Came over the center line. Ernie Kovacs, for those that are really old out there, Ernie Kovacs was a great comedian, married to Edie Adams. He had driven his Rolls Royce to a party in California. His wife, Edie Adams, had driven her Corvair station wagon. They switched cars at the party. Ernie, driving the Corvair home, much lighter car, lost control on a wet street around a curve, was thrown for the car and killed instantly.
I bet she felt guilty for that.
Yeah.
For a long time.
So, here's the biggie. Jane Mansfield. Jane Mansfield was in her car with her kids, with her boyfriend, and in Slidell, Louisiana, she ran up under the back of a semi-tractor that was either parked on the side of the road or partially on the road, but the accident basically took her head off.
Yeah.
Because her car went directly under the back of the semi, and the back of the semi came through the windshield and into the passenger compartment. When you see a semi now, and you see those big bars that they have on the back that hang down, those are called Mansfield bars.
Ah.
Ever since hers.
Well, and I've heard that story that Mariska Hargitay, who's on Law & Order SVU, Olivia Benson. Yeah, she was in the car when it happened. Like you just said, her kids were in there.
Yep.
Gosh, that's got to be traumatic.
Yep. George Patton, famous general, World War II, killed when his car rolled over in Europe. Billy Martin, famous baseball coach, killed when his car rolled over. He actually wasn't going very fast. He had a little bit to drink, and he rolled over into the ditch, and the car rolled over and killed Billy. And finally, John D. Rockefeller, he was famous because he was a rich guy. He died in a car, too.
Right. What about Paul Walker? Was he on the list?
I don't have
this
Paul
is an
Walker.
Old list. Oh,
okay.
We all know,
yeah, the actor, and he passed away because he was going too fast.
Exactly. Lost control of the Porsche he was driving, and I believe someone else was killed in that also.
Yeah, I don't know if it was his business partner or his racing coach.
It was actually his business partner slash mechanical shop owner.
Yeah.
They were partners in the mechanical shop, and I believe that accident killed them both.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was interesting. You can follow along at autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page, like us, and you can see all the stories we talk about right here on this very show.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, do you all work with people with so-so credit, and do they get there and have to pay thousands down? Usually not. Now, if your credit's really, really so-so, then it might require a down payment, but we have a number of lenders that work with people that are rebuilding credit, and we'll have options for you at least, so it'll be more than one way to go, and hopefully it won't be necessary to pay those thousands down.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, I financed a 2013 Corolla S at 18% interest. I still owe $17,000, and it'll be about a year since I got it in October. How likely is it that I can trade out after 1 year of ownership? It's already got 60,000 miles.
Well, and the best way to find that out is to call one of our offices and give them all the circumstances, and they'll put it in the Flex Lease computer system. They'll put in the payoff. They'll look up the value of the car. They'll get an approximate idea. And then we can tell you it's not magic and it's not super science. I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, and you'll at least know where you are. Now, if you've got 60,000 miles on the car, thank goodness you're driving a Corolla, because they do maintain resale value even with higher miles. Mm-hmm. But there are limits to everything.
Mm-hmm. Kind of depends on how long you financed it, you know, and a little bit higher interest rate. The good news is that if you make your payments on time, then after, I would say 12 would be the minimum, and that's pretty tight, but at least 18 to 24 payments made on time, you're definitely going to earn a lower interest rate on the next loan.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
You can reestablish your credit. It costs a little money, because if you kind of had some problems or messed up in the past, then the risk factor costs you a little higher interest rate. For them to take that risk, they're going to make a little bit more money to hedge their losses, right? So you do that for a little while, but don't keep that loan open for the whole term like that. After you've made payments for a year and a half or two, let's look at a refinance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe just trade you out of that car and you can get more car for your money at a lower interest rate too. So call us.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
817 or 972-234-1234. Or you can go to autoflex.com.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, Paul Walker was not driving the car and his friend hit a tree. Thank you.
Oh,
I didn't have those in my notes, so I appreciate that. We have the smartest listeners in the world.
We do. I didn't think we said he was driving. I thought we just said he died in a car wreck.
No, I think they were just elucidating.
Oh.
They were shining light on it.
That's so fancy, that big word you just said.
He makes stuff up. It sounds real. It's like balderdash. I never know to call him on the word or not call him on the word.
Do it again, David. All right, give Autoflex a call.
I'm out of words.
817-972-234-1234 or autoflex.com. And they are open today, right now, waiting for your phone call. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles for waving his arms like he does. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.